Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Amina.
Mwasuzi mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Buliza ku mugandawo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Era omwagaliza ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebyo ebiva eri Katonda omulamu.
Which come from the living God.
Katonda eyaliwo.
God who was.
Katonda aliwo.
God who is.
Era agenda okujja.
And the one going to come.
Emirembe n'emirembe.
Is forevermore.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebinyini byewandiyagalize.
The very things you would have wished yourself.
Byoba oyagalize oyo muganda wo.
What you wish that your brethren.
Byoba omusabira.
It's what you pray for them.
Kye kigambo ekyamagezi ky'oba omuwa.
The word of wisdom you should give them.
Obadde oyinayo diiru ey'amaanyi.
You had a powerful deal.
Nawe mwagalize eyo diiru ey'amaanyi.
You wish them a powerful deal like yours.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
No,
people want the good things be only on their side.
Away
that mentality of wishing ourselves.
And tells
you wish your brethren the best.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God. Even this morning. He has moved on to gather us. To move us, give us light of His word. We don't want to take more time. But we want to move on. With the part one of our journey of heavens.
Moved
in the Bible for 7 years. From
2005.
To 2011. In the series of the visions,
Ebiroto,
the dreams,
Okuchusibwa,
the trance,
Azota,
the azotas,
Yurim,
the urim,
Nesamim,
and the thamim,
Entambulizomoyo,
the spiritual transports.
Irango rugendo runo.
In this journey,
ngaruogirwa konti katona ngambikuliro okuyitibwa,
and spoken of God revealing me the call,
Endagano,
the covenant,
Nechitibwa cha katona,
and the glory of God,
Kugwange lya Uganda,
on the nation of Uganda,
Mubirebya Edi,
in the era of Edi,
Okuyita mu rugendo lweggulu,
through the journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Move on with the part one of the journey of heaven. It's the journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who live before us. It's the journey of us living now. It's the journey of those who are going to come. Reaching the coming back of Jesus Christ. But as we move on with part one of the journey of heaven, we know that we have two parts. That the rim above, which is made of the first created heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels, and the holy ones of God. As we shall reach to see things in the realm above. And when we finish that first heaven, in the
realm
above, we are to see the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures.
Store
all spirits created on the world. They are given different bodies.
They're
still in that realm above. We have to see there the third heaven. Where there is the garden of God. Even the throne of God. And the 24 elders. But
we are
still moving on with the realm below. In our journey of heaven, the rim below made of the fourth created heaven. The fourth created heaven that we see up above there in the blue color.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are seeing seven things in the brief, those which are found in the rim below, in the fourth created heaven. In those things we see, the seven, we are on the fourth. The first thing we saw, the appearance of the fourth created heaven, which is circular
and
had more than any iron you've ever seen under the sun. Then the second we saw in the realm below, in the fourth created heaven, the kingdom of the sun, the stars, and the moon,
in
their three major works, which involve counting out seasons and times, which involve the worship and the praising of God,
and
towering the weapons of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we
now when we finished that, we moved on to feed the third, hell, the prison of God, and the bottomless pit, where God imprisoned rebellious spirits, and hell is found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the fourth created heaven, in the realm below. Then our fourth point we are still on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We move on to seeing principalities,
Satan
and his fallen angels who appear as demons of the clans. And we finish to see the first headquarters, which is found in the kingdom of the stars. This day, we want to see the two other headquarters of Satan and his fallen angels, the demons of the clans, those found on the planet Earth. Then we shall be able to handle their book called the Magic Book,
and
the sun, like the sun and the moon, those they use. Praise Jesus much. Now today we're going to see of the second headquarter of the devils which is on this world under the ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Many things are spoken which concern things under the ocean. And many say, here that people go under the water to get riches. But is it true? And what does Bible speak of it? When God passes me the journey of heaven to reveal me a glorious call which is on the nation Uganda to be a blessed country, blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven and to reveal them others all over the world. When we reach to study principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, and who appears demons of the clans, and
we
study their first base in the kingdom of the stars, as we first heard,
we
also saw two other bases found on the planet Earth. That planet Earth is this blue, that blue planet you see. Satan and his fallen angels in the kingdom of the stars also came, made two bases in the planet Earth where they base to haunt human beings on this world. What we head on to seeing right now, the base we call the underwater, under the water. After we finish, we see the underground, under the ground,
where they
dug in the underground bankers. There then we shall see of the magic book, the book of Satan, and its signs, which involves the portion of the moon and the stars, even different animals. Praise Jesus.
So
now maybe you've been asking yourself, is it true? There are people who go under the water, and what is down there?
Those,
some of things God revealed me in the journey of heaven. Is it true? There are people who go under the water, and what is down there?
There
are musicians who told us that people claim the water. That's where they got riches. Look at them, they are like illiterates. People go under the water. In the ocean, there is the base of the devils. Most the Atlantic Ocean, near in America, in the place known as Bermuda Triangle.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That place, Bermuda Triangle,
It
built in the triangular form under there. But you're going to be seeing.
Connects
with the underground bankers the devils built on this world. Those they built in Egypt.
And
they built them in the form of a pyramid. In the triangular form.
Connect
the underground and the underwater.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible
Bible is to show us all that through the journey of heaven. That you don't be there
ignorant
about things of the ocean.
And
here people go there, get powers of darkness. The businessmen, the politicians, the different false religions. Together with the false pastors, hidden under the salvation.
Truth,
they go down under the ocean. And in the ocean, some of the extreme bases of the devils on this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
now, as we begin like this, Satan, when they come from their base in the kingdom of the stars, that we saw in the book of Obadiah chapter 1, the verse 2-4. Let's read it there. We hear when they come from that base, they get down on planet Earth
and
move in the place known as the underwater, in the Bermuda Triangle,
Atlantic Ocean,
the Atlantic Ocean, where there is their major base. Let's read in the Obadiah. We see
Obadiah chapter 1 and verse
3.
Amalala agomu mutima go gakuchamiza gwazimba mbiwokwe byolwazi. Gwatula waguru, ayogera mu mutima gonti, ani alinzisa wansi. Olinyo lwokuna, ne wankubadde ng'olinnya mu ggulu ng'empungu, era ekisuukyo, nga kiteekebwa wakati mu munyeenye, ndikussa wansi oveeyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. The proud one who lifted himself started him as Satan. And in the era of BC,
he
had built in the clefts of the stars their base. And they are what we call the cliffs of the devils, or the buildings of the devils. They modified them as we first heard.
Best
we first heard of many things, of the principalities, Satan and his angels, the fallen angels, who appear as demons of the clans. Here they come rich in the ocean, where there is the major base. The reason most of the wizards and those who worship demons, many times they tell them we are on the waters coming. And you can ask demons, where are you coming from? We come from the sea. We come from moving on the waters. And when they come on the heads of the living, they make people act like that, as if they are on water.
So
from the mountains or the clefts,
or
from the underground mountains. But according to Luke 10,
in
the verses 18, the era of entire BC, Satan and his fallen angels, and the time they came from the kingdom of the stars, those you see in the night, they go down in the Bermuda Triangle.
If
up to now they do the same thing. Let's put there and we hear in Luke. Luke 10, the verse 18.
Nabagamba nti nalaba Satani ngavudde muguru okugwa ngo kumyansa.
Luke 10, verse 18.
Nabagamba nti nalaba Satani ngavudde muguru.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Our
Lord Jesus, when he was on this world,
explained
of the way of the devils, how they come from the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heaven, and they get down on this earth. Many times when they come from the sky, you see as the shooting star, it gets down
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
with signs to worship in their synagogues. And you have, they see, they put on the half moon, the star. They worship Lucifer. Anytime he came down, he comes like a lightning. According to Luke
10:18,
Jesus explained the apostles, say, I saw Satan come down as lightning.
But ask
how and where was he getting down to? Under in Bermuda Triangle,
there
is what we call a mast. In the Bermuda Triangle, in the Atlantic Ocean, there is the mast which gets out. Now they get to rest on it. When they come from the stars, in the kingdom of the stars, in the time on the planet Earth, they go where you hear Bermuda Triangle,
Atlantic Ocean.
In the Atlantic Ocean, there is that mast. They rest on it. And it descends down in the ocean. These days, there are men you hear, the aliens, the green men, those are the fallen angels.
Them
come from the sky with their fleets and they come dressed on the ocean where there is their mast. That one,
you read in
Luke 10, in the verse 18, what caused Satan every day to call himself the morning star? Came down as a star from the sky and get down. And many sorcerers
who
know of this, even wizards, those who think to have demons of the clans, yet they are the fallen angels. Let's repeat briefly Luke.
Luke 10,
verses 18.
Nabagamba nti nalaba Setani ngavudde muggulu.
You hear how he gets down? You may think it's a star. That's why
you see
in Isaiah 14, in the verses 12, they see that he called himself the morning star. Came down usually in the morning, even in the evenings.
Even
today, fallen angels use the same way. They have worked much with the scientists most. Those you call the green men.
Or
the men of the big heads. That is Satan and his fallen angels. They appear as demons of clans to pervert this world. They come back as your late relatives.
Then
they ask for goats from you, the cows, even sacrificing some human beings. Let's read in the Isaiah we hear.
Isaiah is surely yekumenenya, no lunyiri.
Isaiah 14 from verse 12.
Ngo guddo kuva muguru Gwerusifa. Emunyenye yencha.
His rightful name Satan. He was called Lucifer.
Nebanga ngo vuddo ngo guddo kuva muguru
fallen from heaven.
Gwerusifa.
Oh Lucifer.
Emunyenye yencha.
The morning star.
Omania ya fuku tukangeyo mwakabaka munye
nakirira kingdom of the star downward.
Era ne bamalaika baba
agwa. Even his fallen angels.
Ninga wano ku nsiba buza.
On this world they ask, when he comes on the world, where does he go to? When they come on the world, they go in which place?
They
heading on to see where they used to go. That base is the main base,
Bermuda
the Bermuda Triangle,
Atlantic Ocean,
and the Atlantic Ocean, near in America. Built down there, they seated there, and they are still building it up today. They involve the politicians, in the false religions, those who claim to be pastors of the born again.
bekwese wansi w'ekintu
ekyo. They have hidden under that. Era
abagende wansi mu nyanja.
Those who go under the ocean.
N'abantu ab'engeri ez'enjawulo.
Different forms of people.
Era basisinkanayo ne bamalayika abaagwo.
Even meet there with the fallen angels.
Ekiseera kino bakulemberamu Jezebel.
This time they are led by Jezebel.
Omubaka wa Satan.
The ambassador of Satan.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti Satan ku ntandikwa ya Eddie.
After Satan and the beginning of Eddie.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe
Yesu. After death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Yakwatibwa
n'asibwa mu nnyo
obutaka. He was captured in prison in the bottomless pit. But left his throne to Jezebel.
Jezebel,
one of the first fallen angels, as they failed to join Satan. That's one here they call Bathmat in America.
She is
worshipped the businessman, the politician. She has breasts on her, and the head is like of a goat.
Yes, yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
So,
now the truth is like this. The children deceive you.
That
America doesn't know what is under the ocean in the place called Bermuda Triangle. They know very well. Most technology they use come from there.
For
these fallen angels,
they
are Satan. After they get technology from the stars, in the kingdom of the stars, they take it under the ocean.
Underground is
the underground bankers we shall move on to see. All evil things done under the sun, like homosexuality, both moving naked, profanic acts under the sun, which come from those nations. They are all fronted by fallen angels. After being chased from heaven,
they
don't want any human being get back to sanity, neither understand things of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Let's move on here in Isaiah.
Isaiah
14, verses 12.
Ngo gudo kuva muguru gwerusifa, emunyenye yencha, omwano wencha, ngo temedua okutuka kutaka, gwe yameganga amawanga, olunyole 13. Noyogera mu mutima gwo nti ndiri nnya muguru. Ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emunyenye za Katonda. Era nditula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiika obwa kkono.
Yesu
raise Jesus man. Satan Lucifer.
Eyitanga munyenye.
Called himself the morning star.
Omwana ow'enkya.
The son of the dawn.
No,
as he moved on this world, he
used
most of the times of the evenings and the mornings. When comes from the kingdom of the stars,
he
and his fallen angels, who appears demons of the clan, they rested at that base, which is under the ocean.
So
no one should confuse you that this place is not there. Many of who have gone there,
some
you, your pastors and your prophets, they seem to have traveled to Israel to seek powers. Yet friends, they went there.
And
they tell you we travel to America.
And
they come back with powers of darkness.
They push
them and you fall down yelling.
And they tell,
in America I thought God there. Yet,
when he
traveled to America, he branched to the
Bermuda Triangle.
For Bermuda Triangle, Atlantic Ocean, they are nearing to America Strait. Search for powers of darkness in the world and the false church. This
it
springs from America. Yet it is easy. Fallen angels from under the ocean. Reaching America.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Ezekiel
27.
It's true here, the Bermuda Triangle is where there is the easiest way. And where there is a mast which enters under the ocean. According to Ezekiel chapter
27.
Why do we study them in scriptures? I can't speak the journey of heaven as I speak a story.
For
I told you the journey of heaven moved in the Bible.
Bible.
This Bible
had
forward spoken of things which prevail.
Bible
speaks things which were,
it
speaks those which are, and those which are coming. People, as they still doubt on things concerning under the ocean and things there,
Bible
forward spoken and marked them what is under the ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel 27
from verses 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera olinyo lw'okubiri nti naawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira Tuulo. Olinyo lw'okusatu ogambe Tuulo nti ayigwe atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja omusubuzo w'amawanga eri ebizinga ebingi.
Akati uliriza.
Now listen.
Nti ayigwe.
That all you.
Atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja.
Who sits at the entrance to the sea.
Abantu bayingira mu nnyanja oba
nedda. People enter the sea or not.
Kubanga Bible yega nti bayingira.
Bible said they enter there.
Ni uruza waliyo ki. Katakutebereza.
Now imagine.
Mununanga ngenda mu nnyanja.
Someone say I'm going under the ocean.
Kati gwe ngosubira mazzi gonage gajudewo.
It's all water filled up there. You can't think where they're going. But there is even where they enter into there. And it is saying, and it's the real truth.
Bermuda Triangle
is not the only place through which you can go, and it's the base of the devil. Because in all bases in under the ocean waters, different ones, this is the major base. Someone can even pass through their water pool and they reach into that base. You can pass Lake Victoria. They just give you code to use. And you vanish. You ain't reach there. Here is the major where there is an entrance. People did go under the water.
And
there are many false prophets and false apostles and the false pastors who go there. And they came back with rings that they have anointing. The trees, the handkerchiefs, even things like those, anointing gotten under the ocean, anointing I got it from Israel, yet they got it from there.
And
most sacrificing, those done in this world, they are done basing much
underwater.
On the underwater. People who get powers of darkness, powers of Satan, and the fallen angels under the ocean. They make much sacrificings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in all,
he
told us in Ezekiel 27 verses
2.
Ezekiel 27 verses 2.
Nti nawe omwana w'omuntu tanuna okukungubagira Tuulo. Olunyo lw'okusatu ogambe Tuulo nti ayigwe atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja omusubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayi Tuulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Olunyo lw'okuna ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja abazimbi bo batuukiriza obulungi bwo.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard well.
Ensaroze.
The borders.
Ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
In the heart of the sea.
Omanyi bw'oba oyagala okuzuula omutima gwa Atlantic Ocean.
The heart of Atlantic Ocean.
Ogenda owali Bermuda Triangle.
You go where Bermuda Triangle is.
Eri wansi.
Under there.
Ewali omutima gw'ennyanja.
Where there is the heart of that ocean.
Kati bw'ogenda ku mutima gw'ennyanja.
When you go to the heart of the ocean.
Oba osobola okukontrolinga amazzi nga bw'oyagala.
Control water as you want.
N'ozimbayo.
And you build there.
Era bw'otuuka wansi mu nnyanja.
If you reach under the ocean.
Amazzi baagasitwa ne bagakwata oba nga ali mu ggulu.
Lifted, captured, you seem to be like in heaven.
Ntunula waggulu eri oba olabanga
eggulu. You look and see like
amazzi baagayibusa.
Yet water was lifted.
Baagasindika eri n'ero.
They pushed it in.
Bazimbayo.
They are building down there.
Naye gundi edukote oba ekitongole ekikyasinze okuba ekikulu eyo wansi mu nnyanja.
Big head organization under the ocean. There is an organization sitting on the Bible of the devils, the fallen angels, to play it and change it, even to train prophetic people, the false prophets, to come interpret it when it's twisted. Though there are many organizations there, those releasing shoes, the clothing, the cars, the aeroplanes, and things used under the sun in this world. Many even hold their signs like snakes. Not everything you close has that. But why do you buy a cloth holding a snake on it? Why?
The
things we fear to clothe some time back. How clothe a shirt with a snake? You fear the snake.
It's
time they have got us used to that situation. Many things are done under the ocean. And building is moving on there. I told you one day, people who tell you that we went to heaven and we found your structures are not yet complete, some and they are on foundation level, others they are on wall plate, others they have grown grass in them, they have not gone in real heaven. But when you enter under the ocean, you enter the heaven and building the fallen angels. Even human beings, they took down there, they look like mad people there. They are in gathering, building material as they build under the ocean. And when someone tells you, I was in heaven, yet they are still building there. I
found
even structures in Kampala. It's like slum structures in Kampala, in Katanga. You know where they took them.
Gabriel,
when he led me to go there, entering there in the spiritual
practice
of unclothing the body, and they put an umbrella cover on you,
and
moving but they don't see you.
They
are fallen angels, the demons,
spying
to see anyone if they have entered there who is not of their side,
and
meet their meetings.
We are
going to pick people in the world, those who have desirings of knowing things of heaven, yet they want to use them with pride. When they know them, they will act proud
and
claim to be the ones knowing alone.
Bring
them, we show them under the ocean that we're still building, and we show them that is the heaven, and they take them there. As you're there, they have brought them. Even some of those I saw, there are some of those who told us heavens, they are still building there. Yet Jesus has left this world and said heavens they built and finished long time. He told us in the John 14, let's get there, we shall be back. I want to give you these references of that. And those who saw who told you
that in
heaven their structure is not complete, others are on wall plates, they are not yet roofed them, others they have
fallen them,
those they were taken in the ocean.
Jesus
left this world 2019 years back.
You see,
in his father's house there are many mansions. Let's read we here. John 14 from verse 1.
Omutima gwammwe tegweraliikiriranga. Mukirize Katonda era nange munzikirize. Olunyo lw'okubiri. Mu nyumba ya kitange mulimu skyscrapers nyingi ez'okubeeramu. Yokana esule ye 14 olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
John 14 verses 2.
Mu nyumba ya kitange mulimu ebifo bingi eby'okubeeramu. Singa tekiri bwe kityo, nandibagambye kubanga ngenda okubateekerateekera ekifo. Olunyole olwokusatu. Era obanga ngenda okubateekerateekera ekifo, ndikomawo nate ne mbatwala gye ndi. Nze gye ndi namwe mubereyo.
Yesu yabazungu.
Praise Jesus much.
Bible yoruzungu
baga. In English Bible they say.
Mu nyumba ya kitanga.
In my father's house.
Mulimu ebizimbe biguru mivu.
There are many mansions.
Yesu yabazungu.
Praise Jesus much.
Era yali agenda okuteekateeka ebizimbe.
Going to prepare those buildings.
Just
there are Satan and his fallen angels from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After you come back for us, take us.
Yes,
Jesus says
the
mansions are built, they are
published.
Those who came prophets of these generations, those who are false, they told us they've come from heaven. In heavens they are still building. Yet the show we showed, according to those who saw what they saw,
which
I know well they saw them under the ocean where they are still building. Praise Jesus. And they tell us that angels are the ones building there. But according to the Bible,
it
says the heaven of God, there is no angel who builds it. God himself
he
built his heaven.
If
he saw angels building, they saw under the ocean. We have moved on to here. When you read Hebrews 11, in verse
8 unto 16,
the city Jerusalem of heaven, God himself built it.
Hebrews 11
verses 8.
Olw'okukkiriza Ibulayimu bwe yayitibwa n'awulira n'okugenda n'agenda mu kifo kye yali agenda okuweebwa okuba obusika n'avaayo nga tamanyi gy'agenda. Olunya olw'omwenda, olw'okukkiriza n'abeera ng'omugenyi mu nsi eyasuubizibwa ng'eteri yiye, ng'asula mu weema wamu ne Isaaka ne Yakobo, basika banne ab'okusuubizibwa okwo. Olunya olw'ekkumi, kubanga yanoonya ekibuga kiri ekirina emisingi Katonda kye yakuba kye yazimba.
Ekibuga kiri,
the other city,
ekirina emisingi,
which has foundations,
Katonda kye yeeterawo,
that God put himself,
era kye yazimba,
and he built himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ekibuga kya Katonda muguru,
the city of God in heaven,
kitukulageko mifana
that be show in the images here,
kisinganiwa muguru eri asoko
kutumba kitundu first created heaven in the realm above.
Yakyezimbira siba
malaika, God built it himself, not angels.
Wabula bwemba mwawulirako ku bantu,
if you heard of people,
mwasoko okuli
you first heard out there,
babagamba nageze muguru,
they tell you I went to heaven,
nene nsingana nga bakyazimba,
I found they are still building there.
Nina malaika nga bazimba.
I saw angels building.
Abalabali batudde nga bavuze ko tebazimba.
Seated and they have rested, they are not building.
Ngomanya bamutwala munyanya.
Straight, no, they took them under the ocean.
Atudde mu Ezekiel.
Get back to Ezekiel.
Isuleyo. Yabirimu omusa.
Ezekiel 27.
Tukulage ebiri munyanja.
We show you what is in the ocean.
Nadara Bermuda Triangle.
Mostly Bermuda Triangle.
Atlantic Ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean. Near in America.
Abantu banji bagamba.
Many people say
ebintu byenyanja bino tebiri.
Things of the ocean, they are not there. But friend, they are there.
Ezekiel esule yabirimu omusa n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Ezekiel 27 verses 4.
Insalozo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja. Abazimbi bo batuukiriza obulungi bwo. Olunya olw'okutaano, embaawoozo zonna baazijja mu miberusi egiva ku Seniri, bajja emivule ku Lebanooni okukolera omulongooti.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Baakola omulongooti.
They made a mast.
Mu biro ebya BC.
In the BC.
Omulongooti ogwo baali baagukola mu mbaawoozo
by'engoma. That mast was made in timber, which is very hard.
Nekati omulongooti baagukola.
Right now the mast was changed.
Gwakolebwa mu technology
w'ekitalo ddala. Made in high level technology.
Omulongooti ogwo mu Bermuda Triangle.
That mast in the Bermuda Triangle.
Singa guvaayo bwe guti.
If it gets out of the water.
Buli ekiyita waawo.
Every fleet passing there.
Kiba kirina okusikibwa kiteekebwa mu mazzi.
Has be captured, put under the water.
Why do you
say when the aeroplanes pass there?
Zisikibwa.
They are captured.
Well,
that mast was made.
Satan, fallen
angels, when they come from the stars,
those
who have their fleets, they move with, they rest on it, and they are lowered in the ocean. Now find it when it is stretched out of the water, and you pass your ship there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you pass your ship there, it is captured.
When
an airplane passed there, it's also captured.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus.
So man.
Now the truth is,
your Bible,
Bible showed everything. Because as the church, concerning Bible, we don't give them time. We are looking out. We
are
just speaking of food.
Enyonyi,
the aeroplanes,
amayumba,
the houses,
forget
to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
We would
have known secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
And
most we don't gather for wanting to know God in the great things concerning him,
the
ever differentiating from Satan. Most of us gather, we need things from him, like visa, cars, the houses,
and
most don't gather for knowledge. But here, still we are the new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory. We gather for that.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus
much.
Now we want to move on to see what is under the ocean.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Right from the ancient days, Bible shows that Satan, his base was under the ocean. Even his fallen angels moved to light there, they have beds there.
Yes, yes.
Praise
yes.
Jesus.
Never
and they will go to rest there. They made business.
They
merchandising of every wealth on this world. They put them under the ocean. Now today,
you go
the ocean, they give you different merchandise. That's
where
you get the magic stones these days. You have the magic egg.
Bermuda egg.
You hear of those eggs? They say that egg, it's not of wizards, but the egg
is
of blessings. It gives blessings. They are like that. And you buy it, put in your business. Inside it, there are young devils.
Serpents.
Now you've put a devil in your business.
Now
do you hear Bermuda egg? Right from Bermuda
Triangle
under the ocean.
What one Bermuda rat?
Even the Bermuda rat. You buy it the small. You put it in your house that is for blessing. I'm going to tell you what's under the ocean. They have brought them there on this world. Even clothing you clothe. Yet they have their signs. You see a demon look for you in the night. They strangle you, have sex relations with you.
So
now you have to be careful. According to Ezekiel 29, verses 1-3. This one called Pharaoh
to
be explained the olden serpent and is the devil, Satan. Right from ancient days, he used this place.
Why
do they say they used much Pharaoh? The name Pharaoh in the language Bible,
it
means the olden serpent, meaning Satan. After they have made Bermuda Triangle,
they
started to build the first underground bunkers. They were built in Egypt. And they used that sign of the Bermuda Triangle.
And
they built a city under the pyramids. Let us read we here in Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 29
from verses 1.
Mu mwaka ogw'ekkumi, mu mwezi ogw'ekkumi, ku lunaku olw'omwezi olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjijira nga kyogera olunya olw'okubiri nti omwana w'omuntu, simba amaaso go okwolekera Falaawo, kabaka w'e Misiri, omulagulireko ne ku Misiri yonna. Olunyo olwokusatu, yogera ogambe nti bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba, ndi mulabewo Falao kabaka we Misiri, ogusoto ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga, mu migga gyagwo, ogwogedde nti omugga gwange gwange.
Olide,
have you heard?
Adona ya gamba.
God said.
Ngagambe zike ligendo ugambe Farao.
Ezekiel go speak to Pharaoh.
Omusoto ogwogwedda.
The golden serpent.
Ogugalamira mu nyanja.
Which lies in the midst of the rivers.
Ngagwega amanti migajja.
Says that the rivers are mine.
Era botuka wali mu nyanja.
Reaching the ocean.
Toyina oinjagambira ntesiya Satan. Bobato ina kumanya.
Say it's not for Satan if you have no knowledge.
Kubanga osingana bazimba wanse.
You find a built under there.
Amazine bakakwata nsine bekolere guru yabo.
Water they made their heaven down there.
Ero busubuzi buberayo.
Merchandising moves on down there.
Osingana abantu abinja
ulu mutifecho. Different people in that place.
Abayingira mu nyanja.
And they enter.
Ye wali abayimbi.
But their musicians there. Many musicians are in that thing. But they say Pharaoh the olden serpent.
Verse 3,
let's repeat that.
Ezekiel 29:3. Yogera ogambe nti bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba, ndi mulabewo Farao kabaka we Misiri, ogusoto ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga gyagwo, ogogedde nti omugga gwange gwange.
Ogusoto ogunene,
the great monster dragon,
eromusoto ogwedda,
and the olden serpent
ogalamira mu migga,
which lies in the rivers.
It
say the rivers are mine.
It
showed you in Luke 10:18 that they saw Satan fall from the sky. He came down, rested in the ocean. He commanded other fallen angels to spread this world to corrupt it.
And
according to Revelations 12, when we speak of the olden serpent, Ezekiel 29:3 are spoken of. We speak of Satan himself.
Now
people go under the ocean, they go to meet Lucifer, Satan there. You know, on the ocean and the sea, there are many evil works done there. There are even others which were captured. Captivity of high level. And you don't take a woman there. All
these,
the dead body got lost in the water. Their mother got breastfeed the water. It all involves the devils. Others call them gnomes of the clans. These are not gnomes. These are ways of the devils. Let's read Revelations. Revelations 12:7.
Newabo olutalo muguru. Mekayiri neba malaikabe ngabatabala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota negulwana neba malaikabagwo. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Nebata inza, so ni watala vikachifocha awe na temu guru. Olinyoro wa muenda, n'ogusoto ogunene negusuliwa. Omusoto ogwedda, oguyitibwa omulyolyomi, era Setani, omulimba w'ensizo na, negusuliwa kunsi, neba malaika bagwo, neba suliwa na go.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Oulido omusoto ogwedda.
You've heard the olden serpent.
Yes, Satan.
That is Satan.
Omulimba w'ensizo na.
Satan the devil. In the BC,
Yesu,
before the birth of Christ on earth, Satan was able to go to heaven and come back on the world.
Yet
the beginning of Eddie, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, Satan and his angels were chased from heaven. But when they are chased from heaven, they were pushed on this world. Now what they did,
the
first best we started off in the kingdom of the stars, they moved on to use it. Because they had come to attack humanity on this world. And put everyone holding on the commands of God and the laws.
They
started to focus much in the base under the ocean.
That
was the ordinary serpent, Satan himself, the devil. He was pushed by his angels. When you enter under the ocean, the throne of Lucifer there, the throne big enough of rulership. And today the one sitting in it is called Jezebel. Even fallen angels serve him.
But
Jezebel is the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. Now at the beginning of Eddie, after death and resurrection of Jesus, Satan and some fallen angels bound in hell, the angels who remained moved on to be led by Jezebel. That's why many times they say they went in the ocean, they found there a female god. Praise Jesus.
So
true, people go in the ocean. In the ocean there are things there. Satan and his fallen angels, those you call the alien or the green man. And I will not tell you that there are people in the world who go on this place, like businessmen, those of the games and sports. For these days,
is
an advert you saw on Wicked the television, and the games is coming on and they're finishing them. There has been a woman they go to pray for, and she predicts to them who will win. Have you seen that advert? Who always watch Wicked the television? Let me see your hands raised. When you see of that news, who saw of that advert? There are people who watched me when I saw it. You know, when you see and understand,
and
popular, famous sports personalities, they are going at the entrance. They show you the angle entering the ocean, and they show you a woman arising up, and they ask her what team is going to win. And don't be surprised.
Here,
one team is called Red Devils. Who are those that they call Red Devils? The demons which are red. Manchester United. Now, you yourself, you support the Red Devils. Have you seen them?
Eh?
You are a supporter of demons which are red. Most of those teams, they dedicated them to the devils. They are of the ocean. And they dedicate some of their famous players. And
after
their heart breaks out in the middle of the field, and they have dedicated them. As those are involved in
it,
even many musicians, like those you spoke of,
this
person goes in the ocean and he sang a song saying they claim the waters. Look at them, they are like illiterates. After he killed his brother in the it was in the showers. But ask, why did he die in the showers? He consumed the spirit to the ocean. Those people sacrifice. And true people go under the ocean.
I
don't want you church people as if you don't know.
And
the God we worship, he was, he is, and he will be. Means he knew all things.
It
made this book the Bible.
Put
everything which was, which is, and that which is to come. Shouldn't be anything
on
this world which just falls on the church and we don't know it. But the problem which happened,
we,
six scriptures giving us food. Like the scriptures,
I've
never told Jacob seek me in vain.
No,
go to seek for you over what?
On
heaven's 100 on
up.
Lord, give me my 100 portion.
That's
what we want.
If it reaches
knowledge we don't want.
That's
where
we
fall in the hands of false religions.
There
is the false beliefs.
In there
is the false salvation also. Prophets who are false.
And they
water, but they got water from the ocean and it's dedicated there
in
the fallen angels, the demons.
When you take
in your business, you spray in it holy water.
Some
they bring you green water,
purple
water, it's urine of fallen angels. There is a place they urinate there, the fallen angels. When you reach there, they tell you that urine is blessed urine, water.
We
take those corrupted in the world, make money in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now the truth is this: if you concerning the ocean, many water bodies as I speak now, which have a way which reaches the major base. But one of the things, let me hint on them because of time, most we shall move on to seeing them. One of the great things
which
can cause you be given powers of darkness under the ocean, sacrificing on things like those,
and
many of these people, the businessmen, politicians, the people of games, involving musicians and the others, even the wizards, together with the false pastors, they sell you when you just sit there in their synagogue. One of the most things they base on is the power of darkness. Even those who make you pass, yet they dedicated you as a sacrifice
to
selling parts of people there. Your breasts and their
soul.
You have things which breastfeed you, you don't know where they come from. They sell your private parts to the devils, and demons have sex relations with you. If you have a company you work in, ever since I entered this company, things use me. They sell parts to them. Maybe you are in the church of false prophets, and things use you. Yet it dedicated you to the demons, most of you. Others, they sodomize them the entire night. Some of the things they sell most,
which
can cause them be given powers of darkness, they involve selling those parts or to selling spirits and souls.
And
those who sell their children there,
I will
not give birth every pregnancy I get, you take it. Give me riches. Another sells the children, they say,
when I birth
the child, let them become your dwelling place. Find
the
pastor have a child who's abnormal. They have abnormal children in their home.
With
riches clans,
system
of the ocean,
demons
sent of the clans,
and
they are called people who die. They
come
and the sacrificing is much. Give birth to children who are abnormal, and they were dedicated to them. According to Ezekiel
27,
one of the things they sell their most, to sell human beings, their spirits, their hearts, their private parts, even things like those. And I think usually here, this person was sacrificed, but their private parts and their towns, they were not found on the dead body. People who are corrupted already, because they get powers of darkness in ocean.
Find them,
they have a house they built around the water. There are not many people there, but they are big house. That's where they go.
You
find them, they put human hearts on the plates. And they are eating human hearts.
After
they come in, the people they see, they are rich. Yet down there, they are very hard people.
Ezekiel
27, verse 13.
Ezekiel 27, verse
13.
Yavani, Tubali, Nemeseki, Bevali Abasobuzibo, Bawanga, emibiri gy'abantu n'ebintu eby'ebikomo olw'obuguzi bwo.
Owulidde bye bawangayo.
You hear what they gave out?
Tuli mu Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel 27.
Tulaga bye bayingira mu nyanja.
Where they enter in the ocean.
Naye mulimu abantu abavunaanyizibwa.
People who are responsible. You're giving out people's spirits.
Maybe tundu.
Even different parts of human beings.
If
they sell you for gold and silver, if you enter a company,
those
you don't understand well, you first come, we pray for you.
If everybody thinks
they are born again,
these
days in the system of salvation, there is a fake salvation,
false
prophets and sorcerers. They sacrifice, they dedicate you to the demons. And you are there, you could never see goodness.
Yet
they tied you in that synagogue, you can't leave that place. You see musicians, Indians. When you work for them, it is very hard to get meaningful money from them.
Those are too much
in going under the ocean. They have thousands of gods.
And
now selling human body parts. When you go to the church of a false prophet, he can sell your head only. And
you're
no more reason for yourself. And demons use you over whatever they want. There are people you see you're serving anytime you're sleeping. There are places you are in like an ocean, yet you are a servant there every day. Let's repeat that verse.
Ezekiel 27:13. Yavani, Tubali, Nemeseki, Bevali Abasubuzibo, Bawanga emibiri gy'abantu n'ebitundu eby'ebikomo olw'obuguzi bwo.
Have
you heard what they did? Giving up body parts of people. Selling up the souls of people. They point to sell parts of people. They sell their spirits again. Musician they called Michael Jackson.
I know the
there's a song he sang.
I sold my soul to the devil.
Natunde meme yangeri sitani.
There,
those who sold themselves, they're no more there. And when he reaches to sink, he sings for you amuliro guboche. But you're dancing over such a song. How dare you dance when they say fire burn you? You feel the song is touching you. Those come in the field of demons, the fallen angels, the powers of darkness.
If
he's a false pastor,
they reach,
you now stand up, and you stand up.
wonder who makes
it.
Shout hallelujah.
Murekane.
Make noise. And you do that. No one can refuse. When they say, you man, that land, which has the land title put under your head, go seek it. You cannot refuse. Already they sold you. You don't reason for yourself.
And
when we come to religions, you know, you see these religions, outward they can clothe very well and they look good.
Yet,
some of those who are chief in the
and
there's one religion, when they choose the leaders of them or their leader, you are not dead and you don't take cameras to detect what moves on.
Or
they don't choose within the building. They choose from the ocean.
And
discover the place they choose from. It has a channel reaching the ocean. You think what religion is that? You think of it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Now something happens. If a pastor has been on track, or a religious person, if you want to see they have poverty, they went in the powers of that
man.
They may not have gone direct to the ocean, yet they got it from the one who went there. One of what they take from you is what they call fruits. The fruits of gentleness, fruits of the spirit. That's why most musicians, fruits of gentleness and spiritual, they take them away. You can even move naked. Singing vulgar and moving naked, it's not a problem anymore. Under the ocean is merchandise.
To
reaching, buying of souls. And they sell you. And there are some synagogues.
Okay.
Let's read Revelations
18,
verse
12.
Revelations 18, verses 12.
Obuguzo bwa zaabu, ne feza, n'amayinja ag'omuwendo, ne lulu, ne bafute nungi, n'olugoye olw'effulungu, ne aliri. N'olugoye olumyufu, na buli muti ogw'omugavu, na buli kintu ekyessanga, na buli kintu eky'omuti ogw'omuwendo omungi ennyo, n'ekikomo, n'ekyekyuma, n'ekyejjinja eddungi, 13, n'ekyakaloosa, n'ebinzaali, n'obubaane, n'omuzigo ogw'omugavu, n'envumbo, n'omwenge, n'amafuta, n'obutto obulungi, n'eŋŋaano, n'ente n'endiga. N'obuguzi bw'embalaasi n'amagaali n'abaddu n'emyoyo gy'abantu.
Even souls of human beings.
N'emyoyo gy'abantu bagisuubula.
Even souls of human beings, they sell them down there.
Munyanja.
In the ocean.
Ata abasinga batunda dde emyoyo.
Most souls already they are souls. You
could
search of that song. What is his name?
Michael Jackson.
He sings he sold his soul to the devil. These days you hear Illuminati. There you sign your soul to enroll in it. They can even bring money to your house. As you wake up and they have put bags of money in your house, you sold your soul to them. And they tell you register. I don't tell you go there. I tell you the wrong things. At the internet, you go log in Illuminati. They put for you want to be enrolled. You want riches.
You register,
sell yourself. Now ask you've sold what? Your heart. Private parts.
Mutwe.
Your head.
Mwoyo.
Your spirit.
Nabana,
you're not giving birth.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So,
now the ocean is there. Even things done are done. They sell souls.
They
are pastors who are false.
Baba wandisa kuri
they register you on their registers.
They tell you,
I'm going to pray for you in Israel. He goes to say,
Yokana,
John,
Yokana Kawalia.
John Kawalia.
Peter Sebugwao.
These
pastors,
all these have sold them to you, Satan.
You don't
just register your name.
That
go to that prophet.
I hear
pastor that you register your name there.
Selling
you nothing to them. They promised him a Prado. What are you on? Why doesn't he sell you? What does he know about you?
This,
we are on God.
And
we should get back to heaven.
But
some businessmen robbers. Even in the name of the Lord. Someone selling you apple that it is holy. Rice, that holy rice that he dug in the ground. Even Jesus who made bread, he made it right there. He didn't sell it to say it is holy bread. When he made fish, he didn't sell them that they are holy fish. He really gave people to eat. Someone harvests rice and they call you at Mulago. They sell you rice that it is holy rice. That one with these powers of darkness. And they sell you a ring. But you know where they got it from? In the ocean. And they tell you the prophet traveled to South Africa.
Go
to South Africa.
Even
you are in the false churches, even old systems of merchandise I've spoken of,
when
you can see someone do wrong, yet you cannot leave that place. You know they sold you wrong time. And you know more reason for yourself. Selling of souls, they sell them.
And
they are gone on a higher level.
It's
not sold the body.
It's
gone. Sold your real soul. That is the high level in selling a human soul. Pull them close to yourself.
You tell them
what clothed me should clothe you.
You're
always that things when the pastors they clothe you.
It clothes
you whatever he is.
And
give him you vow to him. Where you'll fall, I'll fall.
Wizards
who bring those demons. They tell you, give it to the one you love most. Give it to us. Those are spirits of the ocean. When we try to draw close to with them, I see hands of many. Okay, let's have microphones. You increase the volume. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm Evangelist Topaz. Even to adding on that, by the Holy Spirit, which is spoke through Apostle, there are some of my friends, they went to a false prophet. He told them he's going to pray for them. But he told them, go make passport photos of yourselves. You write your names on them. As I'll go in prayer, I'll give out your name.
Basabire.
I'll pray for you. I think in the ocean. I have a question. We see the fallen angels and they have a body. But we know of it well. They have been angels and they were in the spirit. I'm having a question to ask. That body, they made it for themselves for even a physical to appear. And even another question, it concerns things under the ocean. Seen under there is a city. That city, people go there, go in the flesh or in the spirit there. May God bless you. They go in both ways.
Are,
those who've sacrificed much can even sit in his seat and they vanish to there. And they leave the body there, yet they are down in the ocean. Others
he
has passed
up,
separated himself in a room, is seeking for God. They seek God in the Bible, not in the room. He vanishes.
Even
those who move in the sky, they're roaming in the sky. They became demons. By powers of darkness, they have
mind.
Thus they go to places like Entebbe, on the lake. They tell you, speak these words.
You
speak your, like tongues. You see yourself, you vanished off. And you are in there. If you enter there, you find a human heart on the plate. You eat a private part, human private parts. It served there. You begin to eat that. You enter the covenant. Now things they added more tricks in them.
Make
a covenant with them in the basin of a bowel. And there is water. They tell you cut your blood, pour in the water. Speak these words. Begin to see someone speak with you through the water. And they have hair in their face. They tell you, you're going to pass there, you to come. Some of you saw wizards. They can call someone in the water boil, in the basin water. John, come from your bed. Come here. They ask him in the basin, you see there on the side, you are in the shrine now. Why do you hate this person? That we shall reach it. How do they do that? Of pulling spirits to make them fly in the space. You have to be careful. You see your prophet.
And
you clothed your house, he has entered in it. You've not opened for him.
He
will tell you, have you seen the power of God? Now I have come. God told me to give you anointing. But I'm going to give it to you as we are in the bedroom together. For God told me it's the way to put anointing on you. We are going to reach that. We don't want to rush on them, we shall see them. How they fly human spirits. And they say, close your eyes. Pastor is coming. Prophet of God is coming. As you open your eyes, he's already in the pulpit. Where he is past. The hands are made. Let me come from here. Praise Jesus, brethren. These men are on high level. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm name and voice teacher Vincent. These men are on high level of corruption. Even in the schools they arrived there. Now what I testify on the companies, after I just left school, I yearned and I needed the job to work. Days God helped me admit truth. It is a company I entered in. It was a Turkish man. It was in welding. Yet he had many workers.
But
there was a main man whom demons moved by in there. He was the boss. What surprised me in that company? They pay you well, the workers, and they pay you heavy salary, but the boys in there, their appearance is very funny. They are very slim. When they get money, they go into club and they drink.
But
when you reach where they live, and it is sorrowful.
So
I was there. I didn't know. But it was one day. The one was my boss. He was on the welding machine. He's designing. He asked me, how comes I don't know you among my workers? I did first realize it. Yet I've been there a month. This man, his workers, in the spiritual world, he monitored them. In the, me getting out, there are things which happened. And I left the place. I tried to grumble in those days, and God gave me a vision in the night. At the man was turning into an animal. Yet all my colleagues who were there, they could not live there. They are in fear. Me, God helped me in that dream. I fly. In the space, flew away. They chased me.
Now,
what the Holy Spirit is speaking through.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now, let us,
even our children in school. For their children. Who are sent as agents of the ocean. For those with families who
have
grown in those things, they are children.
They dedicated,
they will be servants to the devils all day. And they are in school. And they don't study much. Not at all. When they reach on the paper, they ask for the answer. These have entered in many children. System of going in the ocean.
In
relating with evil spirits.
Where
there is much homosexuality in school. Students in the boarding school. Have to put high care on them.
Ask
them what happens to them in school. Some children, they are professionals.
Concerning
the Illuminatis of the ocean. They are professionals, most of them. The hands are many. Let me first have this one here. Okay, the microphone is reached already here. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm name of Evangelist George. I first thank God for saving us. But where I am at Saturn, I'm very grieved. The Holy Spirit has taught us. This point in which we saw indeed we just got saved. Me where I was.
But
that who calls himself a prophet but is a diviner. Now what surprised me, I was close to him. And we usually moved together. Yet some things I did know them. Now what has surprised me most? It's to tell me they vanish. And they move. That man stood on the pulpit. And would tell people. Tonight. Starting from 2 in the night. I'm going to visit you. One by one. And if you see me, don't be surprised. And if you tell them, don't see me. If you hear Jerry
Carl's
voice, you know I am in the house. I ask myself how he does that. As you're there in the next day, everyone is testifying. I saw you.
I
had Jerry cards for me. One day I said, today when he speaks it, I'm going to be with him in the night as he speaks it. I told my wife, I will not sleep. We are going to pray with the pastor. When it got night, we sat, we chat stories. He begins to tell me, let's pray together. We begin to pray our movies gradually by him. As you're there, you don't almost see him. There are past 3 minutes you see he comes from behind. Me, I thought, when he comes out, he's come from praying, he's come from somewhere. The next day you hear, people testify. What touched me most is to sell human souls. There, everyone who goes there, they register them in the book. But he had a secretary girl. When gets names from the register, he puts it in a new register of his. When we walk up in the day, or we've had a program, you hear him tell you, wait, I'm not present for 30 minutes, I'm coming back. You get his book and the car, he drives off. I thought maybe he's in some other groups.
One day,
I called him in the office. So in the book, their names. I thought he's going to pray for them. Don't one day send them for their photos. Each one with a business. Everyone with something they need. Whether a spouse or any person. Bring a photo, put on the pulpit. And they brought them. And we began to direct them, put it there. Put it there. One day, who didn't bring their photo? I got shamed among people. It's me who didn't put my photo. Yet it's me close to him. I don't know how I left when I've not put my photo there. Right now, I've just seen it. People, they sold there. Even if you tell someone, leave this place, they tell you one thing. This is my prophet. Me, I'll die with him. We shall be this with him. He's done much for me. I'm so surprised. But praise him, the powerful God. He saved us from that. Praise Jesus.
This is
what they call the magic book they have. They write it in there. And your name knocks in the ocean.
And you are
the list of those who are enrolled direct. And they reach levels. And they discover you have no mother, you don't know your origin. They are a place they sit. Those places are not easy. And they wait a little. Wait a little. They get you yourself in their
setup.
They take it, they cut it and eat it. And they say we have eaten the lamb of Jesus.
It's
very hard, man. Praise the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
May
we all thank God, all of us who have understood truth, because of the minister we stand before us. For he accepted to ashamed Satan that we can be saved from sin. But me, at the Ezra's place where I was, spoken of the issue of vanishing, I raised a hand for that. When he told you you're going to look for a job in the office, he tells you, I will escort you.
He
reached, found his photo and image on the way. You know, they used to say he's beyond them. When prisoners are going to arrest, and the prisoner, the soldiers will fall.
Now
we thought God was with him. When his seat was there, when
he
was in the prison, people are in the synagogue.
He would
say, you come on this. Now you knelt on the seat, you'll see him sit in it. At times, in that the synagogue, you just see him abruptly in the front. And you don't know where he has passed. Now, children of God, let us, it's time we humble. For they have taken us from the ditch.
Amen. Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me tell you, church, where we are is not easy at all. What's in the world is not easy.
Yet
surprises even in the church.
These
they have come much drama. What they first did to church
shifted
from knowing the word of God.
And
told us pray and pray. Give.
Didn't
mind on knowledge. And they sold many. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm called Amen. But I've proven that prophetess had sold me. I sat down and even began to shed tears. It was one day the husband had went to Israel. And when he traveled, he made a phone call. When he made a phone call, the prophetess we called Jacinta. She said, can I tell you? God loves you. When Richard has made a phone call, your name is first spoken. That is going to dedicate it to God. And that your name is always on his mouth. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. It's revealed me, they have dedicated me in demons. Indeed, God is good. I give glory and honor to God. You remember the way that lady was before. And she's in the synagogue of that prophetess. She will raise, wave her hand through the service
mantle.
Powers moving the people.
She falls,
the hand is still she brings demons of the sea in the people.
As you know,
someone playing the ark on the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, brethren. I'm named Karugaba, teacher of the word. I'm so happy to see that today I've been present in the council of God, and we are on this very topic. What's pleasing me most? The testimony I'm to give, I'm to speak, you are the real witnesses of it. Me, I had a daughter at school,
right,
Entebbe Road, a powerful school. It's called Chitende. The rest Adons understood that powerful Chitende school. But when the daughter was at school, there were many rumors. Children would say,
the
own of the school sacrifices. At times, as others started, they didn't accept them to pray. They were born again. And they seemed to be seeing things. And there's a time when the boss comes, and the time he comes happy, he gives his money. The teachers, he gives even the students money. And the time it comes sudden, that day they are to be beaten at school. They are too much beatings. And the teachers are worried. But I brought my daughter here. Apostle is my witness.
Amen.
He prayed for her 2 times.
And
the girl cannot walk, the legs were tied. I brought dragging her here.
You
see how you people here. Yet what worried us most,
anytime
they were in the assembly, he has 2 campuses, O and A level.
When you
enter every campus, they look alike.
And
an idol of Jezebel in the middle. Whom they call Mother Mary.
And
any time they pray, that's when the girl feels the legs are tight. After finish their prayer before that idol,
the
legs will tie themselves.
But
he had never spoken good of Jezebel. Maybe say this man, let me touch his daughter, for he doesn't speak well.
But
ever since she left there, she's never had that problem.
And
we didn't give her medicine.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
But where mama ya kazina?
Let's give the microphone to the mother there.
Kasembe yo noyo.
Let me end with her.
Yes, yes, well,
praise Jesus, brethren.
I'm
evangelist Kwagala Rachel. Me too, I thank much what has been spoken. Even some they have explained them. I'm requesting to ask, for in all that spoken, me too, I was involved in them. Even in the business, I gave out my photos.
We
asked all photos of ourselves, of all the family members. Did you give out your children? You give your husband? You too, you give your photo. Found you've given your siblings that you can be well off. As the Spirit spoke, I saw they praised me much. For I put my strength much in that. I thought I was serving God. They gathered us like here, and the hall is so big, and we see it. And they teach us. They give us tea. They have a way they teach us. But you wonder, is this right? Because you thought you'd be progressing on. Yet you sink in death. It's spoken as the Illuminati. That I speak, I was in the congregation. And the man spoke when he has come from America. He said, we've formed a nation. They dug under the ground. They built a big building down. But it's filled of money. Whoever goes there dies of money. Now they went. I fought to go with him, I failed. Wanted to be delivered. I get from poverty. They traveled, I didn't go. He's a businessman. The man is a business. He's a pastor preaching the gospel. He opened. We went to dig in Hoima. We registered many of us. We gave out money that we dig maize, plant it. It was like 100 acres.
That
after harvest, we shall share among as those registered together. We didn't see anything that died. What's pain be must that we gave out our spirits in ignorance. There are many things made us do. What can I do for us? Something trouble in my head. When you say they cut off our heads, I don't refuse that. What can I do to be delivered? That thing troubles me in the head. Another I had forgotten. As when I left to go another place, The other asked for our national identification. I refuse to give it.
But
one who shakes head to speak tongues. He told me, give your identity card. I will pray for you.
He
will show you even the president. They will even give you medals. But in taking my national identification from Ben, something clothed me. I dream when they're sending me in a ditch. They pulled me to cut me. I told him, what you've told me has failed me. Until God helped me, he had mercy.
He
sent someone who came pick me, for I'd remained home. And I gave up on salvation. And I thank God much for Apostle. The way he handled me, I wouldn't have been here. For I had hated. I used strength. I cared much. I loved man much as he taught. And the people said, this one is for Kayanja. This one is his person. Didn't know they took me. Now what can I do? I'm tired of that. I've tried, it has failed. I pray God have mercy. Even my family.
Yes, he was.
To set me free.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. When God reveals something,
he's
ready to work on it. For Bible says, according Proverbs 29, verse 18. Without revelation, God's people are destroyed. They are destroyed. But when he reveals something, he is ready to take it away. To bring us the journey of heavens.
It
reaches this time. To start of principalities. Satan and his fallen angels. Who appears demons of the clans. First base in the kingdom of the stars. Even much sorcery we saw up there.
Become
the two bases on this world.
Underwater and underground.
God is intending
to
proclaim people their captivity. After proclaiming captivity,
you
put them a way of escape from it. To escape. After speaking this word, Bible says Psalms 103. 19 to 20.
There are
angels, the mighty ones, and they are there to fulfill the word of God, as to listen to the voice of his word. After all this, God to send his angels to look for spirits of his people, where they sold them, where they bound them,
to
be able to redeem them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
you're going to take faith. God will send armies of angels. Ezekiel 13. And the verses 18. And
he
speaks saying this. Let's come from verse 17.
Ezekiel 13 from verse
17.
Nawe, omwana w'omuntu. Kakasa amaso go okwolekera abawala b'abantu bo, abalagula ebiva mu mutima gwabwe bo, era baweereko obunnabbi. Olunyolo 18. Oyogere nti, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, zibasanze abakazi abalogo, abatungira ebigogo ku nkokola zonna, era abakolera ebiwero emitwe gy'abantu aba buli kigera okuyigga obulamu. Muliyigga obulamu bw'abantu bange ne muwonya mwekka obulamu bwammwe okufa.
Owulidde abakazi bangi abasobozi,
many who are business people,
bangi mbyobufuzi,
many in politics,
mubayimbi,
in the musicians,
mumadini ag'obulimba,
in the false religions,
mubulokozi
obw'obulimba, in the false salvation,
abakozi ebiwero,
who have made veils,
abamu babaziba n'amaaso naye oli omu olinga alaba naye tokyategeera,
as if you see but you no more understand,
babika ku mutwe guno,
they covered this your head,
amagezi gona naye gabikako,
all your mind was covered,
obulogo,
in the charms.
Never
in the haunted human spirits every night, even day.
No sleep, you don't have
the night they look for you, they are chasing you. And they trap in all crossroads to bewitch. And they put upon you many sicknesses that you can go to those prophets and they make money with their demons. Even sorcerers are like that.
But God is saying, right now they haunt souls of his people, for they are haunted to sell them, that they get riches.
And
don't you see group of prophets coming up these days,
and
going that God is there? Look for the word of God.
So
if you know the truth, the truth will set you free. But truth is nothing else but the scroll of the book written for us, the Bible, through which we can get what profits us. If we still be following merchandising which happens these days, involve the Bitcoin and the others. These days you are in Bitcoin that buy one coin. You're going to fall in troubles.
And
what surprises most? Pastors in the Church of Salvation fell and perverted. Men have been enrolled in that thing.
They are in
companies like Forever Living and others.
Don't
tell you when you believe Jesus, you live forever.
But
when you eat the food supplements, it's the Forever Living.
It's
where you hear they have
the
girl power.
Ninga.
Things seemeth like a church, but you wonder. That group to be called girl power. The strength of a woman, girl power. But if you see the way they clothe, to expose their privacy outside, that's the girl power. Now we have to be careful. God reveal us what's in the ocean. He has a purpose over that. His word will never come and it goes back
veiled
till it's accomplished why it's been sent. Let's read we hear.
Ezekiel 13 verses 19. Era mwanvumisa mu bantu bange olw'embatu za sayiri n'olw'ebitole by'emigaati okutta obulamu obutagwana kufa.
Owulira, just migaati kulya,
bread eating,
feza ne zaabu,
gold and silver and cars
mu bantu ba Katonda,
in the people of God,
abantu bano ne babonyaabonya abaana ba
Katonda, people troubled the children of God.
Nga just kwali kuvuga Prado,
was just driving a Prado,
kwali kuzimba kalina,
was building a storied house. That's why he sold you.
Don't
end at selling alone. They dedicate many of your brethren.
And
they die and they don't announce this person died. Others are taken there.
This
rest we shall see next Sunday. And they cut them as sauce. And they eat them. According to Micah chapter
3,
some of you in the synagogue,
your body was so
demons, you can never grow fat no matter how much you eat. Demons always on you sucking blood.
Do
they make you fast every day? That you are a pillar of the church. You are a pillar of the business.
Others,
you finish as you're looking and you're still there. When we tell you how you're finishing, I am fasting for the Lord. The spirit is maturing. The body is what it finishes. You're finishing a brother. The inner man is being renewed, but the outward is finishing. Let's read Micah, because of time we go in the next service. Micah 3 from verses 1.
Nenjogera anti muulire mbega yiride mwabakulu ba Yakobo na mwabafuga nyumba ya Isirayiri si kwa mwe okumanya omusango olinyo lwokubiri abachawe ebirungi era abagala ebibi ababajjako eddiba lyabwe n'omubiri gwabwe ku magumba gaabwe.
They take off your skin. Tell you,
abasobozi,
they are businessmen,
abayimbi,
musicians,
banadini abakambwe,
religious people who are wild. They are sorcerers.
They are
those hidden in the form of business.
Baina je batura,
they are places they sit.
And they say, I'm going to eat the skin. And they cut off a dead body skin. There are people when God will give me peace, I will speak of them. Praise Jesus. And you reach there and they say that's a breast. They give you a hooking of it. It is burnt and heated very well. You ate a human breast, it is burnt well, you eat. You come back with power, sweep people falling. They do things amazing. Others eat you when you're seated there. And you're finishing. They put demons in you, suck blood, and they eat your flesh from you finish. No matter how you eat, and you never look good. But when they ask you, I'm fasting for the man of God to get anointing. Yet you're finishing. And they ask you, as you're finishing, the inner man is being renewed. Yet you're totally finishing. In their places they sit. Ezekiel 8, we shall read it the other time. And they move around. And one of them grows breasts. You heard it in the newspaper some time back. That one female pastor grows breasts and others suck from her. Ezekiel 8 shows how it's done. Now they can bring a young infant child, an infant baby. For the command was released from the ocean. You have to eat an infant child of 7 days. Many children, they steal from after you've birthed the child, they steal. And they steal the child, go eat the child. People thought to have been of religion, of faith, they are involved in those things. Now look at that one, a child, they are eating, they are roasted. They are roasting a baby, they are eating it. You have to be careful of this world. You raise that image. It's been down one, they have not seen it, people far. He's eating, he's roasted a baby child eating it. Their politicians are amazing. They are kings of this world. They eat babies, they roast them, eat them. I don't know whether ours also does that. I don't know whether he too eats. But kings do eat them. They roast. People are not easy. Don't just move in this world. You have to believe God to help you.
You
don't get problems. There are problems of hell where you will fall. People do evil things.
He's
eating sauce. They told him to do business tomorrow with you. You have to get an infant baby. And you who birth children, and you faint, don't faint, remain looking and watching your baby.
At least
your spouse be there watching. You birth, you just leave the child down there. They will steal the baby. They will eat the child, get powers of
effects.
Be there shedding tears, they are eating, chewing the baby.
It's
finishing, Micah.
Mika esuri yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Micah 3 verse 3.
Era abaliya omubiri gw'abantu bange ne babagako eddiba lyabwe n'amagumba gaabwe bagamenya weewaawo babatimaatima ng'ebigenda mu kibya.
Baba. No singana akaguru.
You find the leg, the fingers. Night dancing of high level. Yet night dancers in the world. Timed in the church, some of them. And they say, what's on me is
cloth.
What cloth people was a demonic spirit. There are places they sit. In Uganda there are like 7 places where they eat those things from. You find a suspect. This is part of a man, of a woman. This is a breast. This is a tongue. And the suspect is filled. Let me end on the things of
English.
What most we shall see.
May God bless.
Let's move on to the next service.